The following is a Podcast One Minnesota production.
Can't get enough? Dive back in with discussions about the latest episodes, the dramas, and the storylines from the most entertaining and addictive reality shows you love to hate or hate to love. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's You Get a Rose with Marley McMillan.
Yay! And this week it's with Dawn McClain as well.
Hi!
Yay! Welcome, Dawn.
Welcome, yes.
Dawn is from MyTalk 107.1. She does the morning show, Jason Alexis in the Morning. You are the producer. So thank you so much for joining me this
week. No problem.
On You Get a Rose. Let's get to it. I think the biggest stories from last night's episode of The Bachelor were the goodbyes.
Rough goodbyes.
And I have to say, I think Ari is actually really bad at goodbyes.
I think he's trying. I think he's a really nice guy. I personally am not really attracted to him. It makes it a little bit difficult to watch the show because
sure.
It's hard for me to get in the minds of women who want to date him.
Yeah.
But I won't focus on that too much. I think he really is trying, since he's watched so many and he's seen so many, he's trying to be that person that's good at it, but as a nice guy, he isn't going to be good at it.
No, I don't think he is good at it. He should never sing this song.
I'm way too good at goodbye. I'm way too good at
goodbye. This just came to mind, and I was thinking, no, Ari, you are not way too good at goodbye. The thing is, I don't even know that he's really that nice. I think he's trying to do the nice thing, but because he's perhaps a scumbag, it doesn't come off nice.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't come off nice when he's saying goodbye to these women. I mean, when he said goodbye to Annalise, she sought him out, and she goes, "Do you see a future with me?" And Ari's kind of like, you know what? No, I don't. And then you're sitting there going, well, Ari, you should have told her that. She shouldn't have had to come out and talk to you for the second time that night when we knew he wasn't into her the first time they chatted and maybe even before that. And he says, yeah, I guess I haven't really thought about it until now, but
now that you've given me the opportunity
to
dump you, let me do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that there's just an edge of, for some reason, it sounds like the words that he's saying should come out nice, but they don't.
No.
They kind of fall hard on the floor and it's like, oh, wow.
Mm.
Okay. That was kind of harsh.
Yeah.
I think going into the rose ceremony, like I really hadn't put much thought to it, but now that we're sitting here and talking, like, and you're asking me like directly, I really don't feel like there could be a future for us. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Yeah, no, you know.
It's hard to say no, and I know that you're an amazing person, and you'll find somebody. And I can tell that, you know, at the end of all this, like, I don't see it with you.
Okay.
I think he's one of those douchey guys that can't dump a girl in real life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Does the slow fade. I think he's non-confrontational. And as a result, I think that's even more disrespectful because I think there was just a better way for him to have done that.
Right.
To say, you know what? I hadn't thought about this. So thank you for coming to me. And I'm sorry I hadn't told you earlier. But I guess with where I'm at with some of the other women, I do feel like those relationships are past ours. And I'm not sure if we can catch up.
Or I don't feel a spark.
Yeah.
You know,
there's just a better way, I think, than just out of nowhere. Oh, wow. I really hadn't thought about this. But actually, yeah, there's absolutely no future.
Yeah.
You
yeah, thanks
thought
for
about
bringing it up to
yeah.
me. But now that I think about it in this one moment, he's acting like he hadn't thought about
exactly.
it before.
And that's a pretty quick decision for him to have made right then when he hadn't thought. I think he's not very good at goodbyes.
No, he is not good at goodbyes.
No, he's not. Oh. Okay, so that was one goodbye, but we have a couple others. So one that was kind of unexpected maybe was, or at least not in a rose ceremony or at a rose ceremony, but was Lauren S. She was sent home on a one-on-one date.
I was pretty shocked at this just because I thought they had a connection. They both have simple dreams and goals, which apparently is to own a vineyard in Napa Valley.
Simple they dreams were, and goals.
They both seem to be kind of simple-minded. This isn't, no. They kind of matched on that level.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't see any difference between any of the other idiot girls on the show, you know? I'm sorry.
Dawn's covering
poor
her
Lauren.
Mouth.
No, it's just, the way she came across seemed to match his way. And I whenever he sort of just seemed disinterested towards the end of their date, I thought, really? Because you're kind of on the same level.
The one thing I will say about Ari that I'm not sure is disingenuous or not, but you can tell when he doesn't like someone.
He starts completely phasing out. He's just not listening.
Checked out, which I actually, now that I think it is kind of disrespectful. I feel like you otherwise, you're at least giving an effort. And I think with him, when he doesn't feel it, he doesn't even really give them the time of day.
He doesn't even pretend.
No.
He does a lot of drinking his wine and looking away and going, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of different, too, than Rachel. I mean, I felt like when Rachel wasn't into it, you could also tell. But I felt like she was just on. She was more honest about it or more confrontational about it, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
So here's Ari sending Lauren S. home.
You showed me a lot of you today, and I really, really wanted this for us.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I can't give you this. And it's because I don't even know. I know that your family's important to you. I don't want to take you away from what could be at home if, and I don't want to waste your time, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just feel like it's cringeworthy.
No,
I know
totally.
Any goodbye is cringeworthy, but he doesn't know how to do this.
No.
And so he's trying very hard, and I appreciate that. But instead of giving some sort of lead up or some sort of understanding, he just goes, so I can't give you this. And then he does the thing where it's, I don't want to take you away
from your
something
family.
Else. It's like when you're on the phone with someone and someone goes, well, I don't want to keep you. And it just ends up kind of being like rude because you're sitting there going like, I'll let you know when I have to go. You don't have
right.
to make the decision for me.
Right.
So he's kind of doing that. I don't know. I think he's just not good at confrontation.
And you think he would have thought about it in advance? He's kind of acting like somebody who was thrown into this that didn't know they were going on The Bachelor. How many times have you watched the show? It's been 5 years since you were on with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have at least practiced. I don't know if you, maybe he thinks he's good at it.
He probably does think that he's good at it.
Okay.
I think he's looking at the other guys, and I think similar words have been said. It's just kind of, he's not really there in the moment, really connecting, I think, with these women and really thinking about them. I think
right.
he's just kind of saying what he thinks is the right thing for him to do and maybe doesn't really care that much.
No.
Mm-hmm. I think I said last week that I kind of liked him a little more than the first episode. I think there's not a lot to him. I think Ari he's probably dated a lot of women and been kind of a playboy.
Mm.
And I think otherwise he likes cars. And that's pretty much all there is to him. And that's fine. It's not rocket science. Like, we don't need to dig deeper into who he is. I don't think there's any sort of trauma that we're going to discover to explain the way.
No.
I think he's just a dude.
Yeah.
But I do think he's a little bit clueless.
Yes.
I think he's a little clueless.
And probably a little bit privileged when it comes
Absolutely.
To the caliber of women he's had approach him.
Absolutely. I think I feel like he's the opposite of woke.
Yes.
Yeah. I do not think he is woke.
No, he is not woke. Oh, man.
Oh, ooh. Man. No.
Boy, just because some of the choices, the people that he's kept around have pretty, they've surprised me. Really.
Who has surprised you?
Okay, there is a girl from, I believe, North Carolina, Jenna. She's a social media manager. She is beautiful.
Okay.
She's the one that straddled him last night when she was kissing him in the white dress. She says a lot of nonsensical things. She
yes.
uses really big gestures with her hands and does a lot of weird. I mean, why is she still there?
Yeah, she's
kooky. If he is seriously looking for a wife, she is really hot, but come on, dude.
Right, right.
The reason she's
there is because she is straddling him.
Yeah.
And because she's crazy. And he, again, speaking to his kind of debaggery, he's keeping any of those women that are around, the ones that are just, you know, sex first, basically.
Showering him with attention.
Yes, yes.
In his face, right up close,
mm-hmm.
telling him all the things he wants to hear.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few of those. Okay, so let's talk about one of the other gals that went home last night, the one that did go home in the rose ceremony. That was Bibiana.
Well, Bibiana, what are they going to do without her drama on the show?
I don't know. She was so dramatic.
She was. She did speak her mind in a very direct way, and I appreciated that, too. Crystal, maybe? Was it Crystal or Chelsea who interrupted her?
Crystal.
I wouldn't necessarily have taken it that personally,
mm-hmm.
but boy, she spoke her mind.
I know.
To her face.
It's kind of a funny thing with Bibiana, I think, where she was extremely dramatic.
Yeah.
And kind of had created tension in the house. But we liked her.
We liked her. And they cast her for that reason. Yeah. They knew she was going to bring that kind of drama.
Yeah.
I was surprised that she cried, though, at the glob event. The glow / yes. glob event. Mm-hmm. So she brings a lot of, you know, she can bring a lot of fire with what she says. But when it came to somebody just sort of making fun of her name to get a reaction out of her, she didn't like it.
Oh, did I say something to hurt your feelings?
You just said pathetic.
Oh, but you were, honey. Is that okay?
No, it's not.
Oh, what's your name?
Bibiana.
How do you spell that?
B-I-B-I-A-N-A.
Does your mom know how to spell when she gave you that name? It just doesn't even make sense. Bibiana, what is that?
I don't know. She was just like, did your mom know how to spell when she gave you that name? And I'm just like, you don't even know my mom.
I mean, these poor women, the original members from The Real Glow.
Yeah.
Little Egypt and The Farmer's Daughter. They're legends in the world of wrestling. I loved what they did. They're just trying to get a reaction out of them. It's a TV show. They're trying to do a fake wrestling event.
Yeah.
Like, why are you taking this personally? Why are you crying?
Yes.
I was, like, shocked.
That question can be asked a lot, Dawn, during The Bachelor. Why are you crying?
And then Tia, the girl who's supposed to be bringing it from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Get tough, girl. I don't know. I was just shocked.
Yeah. And you're kind of from the South, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from Southwest Missouri.
You, like, buck up, girl.
I'm like, come on. You're from Wiener, Arkansas.
Yeah. Wiener, Arkansas.
Get it together, Tia.
It was kind of a weird thing, because if someone were to walk up to you and say those things on the street, I understand their reaction. I kind of felt like, oh, gosh, that's a really personal thing to say. And it is hurtful. But on the other side of things, yes, it's a TV show. I don't know what they showed of the Glow women before they started the thing.
Oh, right.
And then to your point, Becca M was saying exactly what you're saying. Haven't they ever watched wrestling? This is exactly how it goes. They try and ruffle your feathers. So I get it. But I guess if they just aren't buying into it, I could see how it would hurt their feelings. But I don't know.
I just don't know if I know I wouldn't have reacted that way on a date on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I would have pulled myself out of the thing. And then to get attention from it. That's what always kills me when girls get really, you know, whiny and crying.
Yeah.
How The Bachelor always comforts them. That's frustrating. You
okay.
know. But, you know, it creates a great show that we love to watch. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of another moment of crying and getting attention, which she kind of didn't do during this, I want to go back to Annalise for a second because she had another trauma.
Oh.
She had a dog trauma. She has a trauma for everything.
The bumper car trauma last week and now the dog trauma.
Yeah. Hashtag bumper car trauma. Hashtag this week puppy trauma.
Mm.
And the reenactments, they were really having fun with that.
Yeah, so funny. Now, I feel like the dog trauma could be more of a legitimate, but it's just because last week was the bumper car
thing. Exactly. But, it really felt like, and now she's gone home again, but it really felt like anything that we did, Annalise was going to have a trauma to it.
Yeah. I would be devastated if I went on The Bachelor and, for instance, they put me in a tank with sharks. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. So I tried to put myself in that position where if she really had a fear of dogs, I could understand. But then just coming off the week before with the bumper cars. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Well, and I think now, and again, nothing against like trauma, but I mean, the way that they phrased this was obviously to kind of poke her a little bit and say, does this girl have a trauma to everything? I mean, now that she's left the show, she definitely has a Bachelor trauma.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we see her again, we're going to see her recovering from the Bachelor trauma now.
For sure.
So.
Oh.
And if she ends up on Bachelor in Paradise, wow, there are going to be some traumas for sure. Crab trauma.
You just got me so excited.
I know, I love Bachelor in Paradise.
I love it. I think I love it more than The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
It's
really do.
It's way more fun.
It is. It's way more fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's the Winter Games that are coming up. The Bachelor Winter Games.
Yep, the Bachelor Winter Games. And I know Bibiana is going to be on that. And obviously a lot of others, Ashley I, but there were some other people from this season that'll be on it as well.
Oh,
so it's not one of the Laurens. Another one of the Laurens will be there.
Oh, man.
Just one of the Laurens. Yeah. That's as good as I got.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got some quotes from this week if we want to share some.
Overheard.
She overheard something.
On The Bachelorette.
Okay. I'm just going to kick it off with the quote that for me, I think is summing up the whole season at this point.
Yeah.
You look really good in yoga pants, by the way. Ari to Becca K.
Oh.
Ari, you're just a dog.
Oh.
He's just a dog.
I'm trying to like him, Marley. I am. Because I'll be miserable this whole season if I don't try. But yeah, yeah, that is douchey.
Okay, I've got another one, and I know you have one to tag team on this, but a quote from Chelsea. I'm here to discover myself through someone else.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, I don't really know what that means, Chelsea.
All of these phrases that these girls that get up in his face say, they're really well thought out before.
Yes.
But not really. You can tell it's like they took a lot of time to figure out the perfect thing to say.
Yeah, I was really confused by that. Like, it came out of nowhere, and she was just talking with Ari normally, and, you know, I really want to be here. I'm a mom, and I'm here to discover myself through someone else. It was like a moment where she felt like she was on stage holding a book.
Or a skull.
Some sort of audition. It was so strange.
So weird.
And honestly, I don't know what it means. I mean, it might be a good thing, but I also don't know if it's a good thing.
I don't either. I think you should discover yourself through yourself.
Yeah.
Not through someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one from Chelsea as well. She said in the same conversation, I think, I adore the person I have become today.
Oh, what about yesterday?
And I thought, do you really? Because if you have to say that, you probably don't.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I adore the person I've become today.
And like, did you have a lot of changes today? What did you go through this morning that
you're
so different today?
Steel cut oats? I don't know.
Oh, steel cut oats?
Yeah.
A sprinkling of brown sugar? Who knows what she got up to earlier in the day? Okay, I've got one more from, this was from Lauren S's and Ari's date. Lauren S said, there's going to be a lot of cheersing on this date. And Ari said, I know, I love that. You just love that there's going to be a lot of cheersing.
I know, that's what you love.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Well, The Bachelor will continue. We'll check in next week. There seemingly is going to be some drama as always, but I'm excited to kind of see how the conversation between Becca M and Ari goes when she says, do you even know how old I am?
Oh, right.
So we'll see how that shakes out. How do you feel about Becca M right now?
As far as I'm on the fence because I really like her, but she also can be douchey.
The thing about her I feel like is that I like her and I feel like I'm going to like her a lot more in about 5 to 7 years.
Mm.
She seems fun and cool, but at the same time, she seems like she's just still really young and just
she's
trying
to act older.
Yes. Yeah. She's just kind of putting on something where she doesn't quite know herself, which is fine. She is young. So she's just, again, acting in the way that he wants her to, kind of, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. She's putting out her best self that might not even be real.
Exactly.
Like, this is who I want you to think I am.
Yes.
And she's good at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, very young. Now, if I compare her to my least favorite, Crystal or Chelsea, I love her.
Me too. Me too. And you know what, though? I'm turning on Chelsea a little bit. I think I kind of like her, actually.
Okay.
I think she gave them a lot in the beginning that just made her into kind of a villain. But I think if you put some of that stuff just on its own and she's talking to the producers, I don't think it's that bad. And I'm kind of liking her a little bit more.
Right.
And maybe that is also because compared to Crystal, I like Chelsea a lot.
We like everybody else compared to Crystal.
Becca M, though, one other thing I wanted to say. I totally agree with you. She reminds me of in Runaway Bride, how they talk about how Julia Roberts, with everyone that she's going to marry, she doesn't know how to order her eggs because she always just orders her eggs the way that the guy that she's with orders his eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what Becca M. reminds me of right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How about that psychology she was throwing at him about how, you know who you are. You're somebody that always wants a woman who needs him. And you like me because I'm mysterious and I don't need you.
It's such a cocky young person thing to say. And I say that because I feel like I just got out of that. Like, I feel like I comment on youth in that way because I feel like that was not too far away for me. But I recognize that. Like, it's this bold, cocky, no holds bar kind of like I say what I want and I'm the blank, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do I think it's kind of accurate and kind of an interesting thing? But she's doing it in such a show-off-y way.
Mm-hmm.
And And again, I feel like she's just saying the things that she thinks he wants to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the things that bother us the most about these girls are probably things we've done ourselves.
Absolutely.
That's what
Absolutely.
I always remind myself of.
Oh, yeah.
Of,
you know? I mean, I recognize my old behavior in her. And and a lot of times I feel like in the world, and it definitely makes
what
me
What we're saying is this really
cringe.
Is a way for us to find ourselves through the show.
It's really a way for us to find ourselves through someone else.
That's it. That's it, Marlee.
Oh, man. It comes full circle. The Bachelor, I tell you. Thanks for joining me, Dawn, this week for You Get a Rose.
Thank you.
And The Bachelor, of course, airs Monday night, 7 p.m. on ABC Central Time. So we'll be checking in with that next week in order to have another episode of You Get a Rose. They are posted Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening.